The following is a preview of the Crusade Channel's Mike Church Show.
And if you don't know how to pray a rosary, order one from Maggie O'Connell today in my store at mikechurch.com/shop. And throw in the $2 manual on how to pray it. It'll tell you from start to finish how to do it in English. We're going to get one printed in Latin because, you know, the devil hates Latin. But anyways, intention one. For those that have the legal authority to do so, for their hearts to be softened, their wills moved to action to bring about an end to the legal protections for abortion, contraception, pornography, sodomy, and usury. Pretty straightforward, right? We ought to all be praying that every day. Anyway, I think this is a no-brainer. Intention number two, to make reparations for the blasphemies against the Immaculate Heart of Mary. These blasphemies are going to happen here in the city of New Orleans this Saturday. Another satanic convention is meeting. They've already mocked Our Lady. They got black blood coming out of her eye sockets. The TFP has again called for Christian soldiers to meet in downtown New Orleans again this Saturday to go into another rosary against this abomination. I might go. If I do, I'll bring the broadcasting kit with me. I'll broadcast the whole darn thing. But to make reparations for the blasphemies like that against the Immaculate Heart of Mary. What's the third intention, Mike? Mr. Church, please, get to the third intention. To bring about an end to the cultural approbation and use of the infamy that is cast upon the divine example of the Holy Family every single minute of every single hour of every single day in every form of media. Marriage, the family, mothers, fathers, everything is mocked every single day, every moment of every day. That's the divine example of the Holy Family that's being made fun of. It's got to end. You know, at one time in America, it didn't exist. So don't tell me, well, that was then, this is now. No. You're not thinking currently, and you're certainly thinking like a coward if you say no. What's the fifth intention? Well, the fourth intention. Fourth intention is whatever is your intention. Whatever it is that you wish to place. And by the way, I have determined that our patroness, she is Our Lady, of course, but specifically is Our Lady of Walsingham, since I had such a moving experience in my trip and pilgrimage there, and since she has aided us so tremendously in everything that we've asked her for, our patron saint, if you will, is a martyr saint, Jacques Cateneau, who was one of those men that was martyred by the French Royal Army during the genocide of the Vendée. And Jacques Cateneau fought bravely, heroically, and went to his death carrying his rosary after having gone to a holy mass, leading the men of the Vendée against the genocide that was going to be perpetrated against men, women, and children in the Vendée. And now our patroness, we have our patron, patron Saint Jacques Cateneau, and our patroness, Our Lady of Walsingham. What a team. So you make your own intentions, that's the fourth. And then if you want to throw in as your own intentions, the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel, you can. We have resources needs, finance, labor, and new listeners. And then the fifth is to unite with the other four intentions already said in solidarity. Now you're really bringing the spiritual weaponry and using it, bringing it to bear. And using it. That's how you do that. I don't ask for anything. I haven't sent an email out. I haven't bugged anyone about it. 60, not a bad turnout. 60 of you have gone to mikechurch.com and clicked the call to arms. You'll see it on the front page under the stories and have put your name and your email address in that box. 60 of you. So who's going to be 61? I'm afraid, Bluto. Well, of course you are. Beelzebub's gotten to you. You won't say a D'Angelo's in public. Of course you're afraid. Human respect. And, hey, that's to be expected in 2018. I want to get back to the end of this piece here because we're running out of time for today's broadcast. So K.V. Turley writes about this spiritual call to warfare. It was the same author, and I have to skip some of this. It was the same author of the book that had mysteriously come my way. He's talking about he went in search of Dr. Thigpen to find out about him. Dr. Thigpen talked, and I listened. And it was much more, as one would have expected from such an interview. And then unexpectedly at the end, the host of the interview that I listened to, by the way,
To listen to this entire amazing original presentation of the Crusade Channel commercial-free, purchase a Founders Pass membership for as little as 26 cents per day at crusadechannel.com. Failure to do so ensures the demise of the free world, the likelihood of Jeff Bezos selling you Soylent Green, and the financial security of the liberal media you claim to despise.
Really?
Yes, really.
So, what are you waiting for? Bernie Sanders to actually get elected? Go to crusadechannel.com, click the join button, and buy yourself a Founders Pass membership. Log into the site, download the complete version of this show, and then, how does the judge say it?
How about a fresca?
Enjoy your fresca. Having saved the free world and proved you actually do despise the liberal media and are now part of a real crusade. The Crusade Channel. King size truth. From radio-sized speakers.